Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the AP Rallo monthly call taking place on Thursday, 17th of January 2019 at 600 UTC. On our call today, we have Satish Babu, Maureen Hilliard, Holly Raich, Cheryl Langdonor, Shridip Rayamaji, Ali El-Mashal, Liana Gaussian, Heidi Kent, Swabi Hassan, Jahangir Hossein, Havan Budrani, Leon Sanchez, Tom Dale, Justin Chu, Amrita Chudhuri, and Hilmi Galip. Currently, we don't have anyone on our Chinese channel. We have received apologies from Nadira El Araj, Tomohiro Fujisaki, and from Heidi Ulrich, from staff. And from staff side, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, and myself, Yeshim Nazlar, present on this call, and I'll be managing today's call. We'll have Chinese interpretation for this call, and our interpreters are Ray and Sandy. And before we start, as usual, kind reminder to please state your names before speaking, not only for the transcription, but also for the interpretation purposes as well, please. And now I would like to leave the floor back to you, Satish. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yashim. This is Satish for the record. Welcome to the first monthly call of 2019. My thanks to everyone who have taken the time off to join this call. In particular, we have Leon Sanchez, our board member, with us. Welcome, Leon. We also have a new volunteer, Tom Dale. Welcome, Tom, to the AP Rallo community. I think more of our members, community members, will be joining us shortly. But let's get started and take up the quite busy agenda that we have for this call. We, at the outset, let me wish everyone here a very productive 2019, and I'm hoping that it will be as productive for AP Rallo itself. And later down the agenda, we have Maureen, who's prepared a summary of our work and performance from 2018, and she'll be talking to us about that effort. And we hope to be continuing this living history documentation process through our newsletters. Let us get started with the agenda now. We do not have any pipeline as far as the new applications are concerned. We have one individual member which is being processed right now, one individual member application, but no ALSs as yet. But I'm told that there is one ALS application which is coming up. So we now move on to our one of the most important parts of this call, which is the at-large review implementation update. And for this, I call upon Maureen and or Cheryl for this update.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Satish. I hope you can hear me clearly. I'm sort of like a little bit disorganized here today. Yes. Well, a very brief update on where we're at. Of course, the implementation plan that we worked on sort of for several months last year went from us once it was completed with some very hard work from Cheryl and Alan and the team it went to the Organizational Effectiveness Committee, and they sort of like had to do their checks and all that sort of stuff through it before it was to go to the board. And we understand that the board, I'm not quite sure, and Leon may be able to update us on where it's at, but we were hoping that it would be able to get onto the consent agenda of the board at the end of the end of January meeting. Once it's been through that process, and we're hoping that the board will say, fantastic work, guys, we will be able to go through the implementation plan that we've proposed within the review document. And we're just today talking about getting some templates up so that as we work through the implementation plan, we'll be able to record progress and be able to tick off the activities that we have proposed in that document. There were 16 issues originally, but the board allowed us for this first phase to look at the items that would not take too long to perhaps achieve, and also that they wouldn't cost very much. We'd be able to do them sort of like, you know, off our own bat, basically. So that's where we're at. We're just waiting until the board gives its okay, and so that's at the end of January, so I would say from February onwards, there's going to be working groups formed so that we can actually sort of carry out the work that's going to be required to implement the plans that we did. And Leon says the OEC recommendation to the board is to approve the implementation plan. So that's fantastic, and I know that Leon will be there waving the banner for us, and we'll be able to sort of like start on that work. Thank you. Thank you, Satish.
Thanks, Maureen, and thanks for the update, and thanks also to Leon for that update that the recommendation to the board is to approve. So it is a great effort of a whole at large working together on this, and now looking forward to the next phase of this very long journey, which is the actual implementation. With that, we move on to our regular policy update, and it is back to Maureen, Holly, Kylie, and perhaps Cheryl for the updates.
I'm taking this one, and if we can have, thank you for the screen, could we just have the list of policy items on the screen, please?
Holly, this edition, would the agenda work as we have posted them here, or would you like me to display the 2019 policy and advice
page? Display the policy
page,
yeah.
Okay, sure. I have it ready as well. Sure.
Good, thank you.
Here you are.
Excellent, okay. There's a lot happening, I've got to tell you. I'm not sure about, we had a policy working group call last night. We didn't get to all of the items. I'm not sure where first consultation on two-year planning process is up to. I'm just looking down. Amendment to the IANA name. Oh, the functions contract, we did discuss very briefly. Greg talked about that, and it doesn't appear that there are any issues for end users, so we won't be commenting on that. We didn't look at the operating standards for specific reviews, haven't looked at that yet. Now, the strategic plan, I think the latest thing, Maureen, there was a presentation today that I was unable to attend. Do you want to just say a couple of words, because that presentation is the most recent thing that we've had on the strategic plan. Just what was said today.
Yes, it was actually an excellent. This was the APAC Hub webinar that was on today, and I, Cheryl and I were there. It was a very good presentation. Very clearly explained by Teresa about the strategic plan and inviting comment on the various things. And really, it's something that, you know, we could do together. And there is, you know, definitely going to be there'll be a wiki set up, and Marita will no doubt start some initial comments. I made a comment about the governance section, because I was just a little bit concerned that it was implying that the multi-stakeholder model that ICANN is currently using is, you know, like, I mean, it's people are complaining about it, that it's not as effective and becoming too expensive. So, you know, it's those sorts of things where, you know, like, we are experiencing budget cuts and that kind of stuff. So this is the sort of thing. This is going to impact on the way that we, you know, sort of like are working within at large. And this is where, you know, it's really important that we sort of like do have a look at some of those things that really are going to impact on us and make a comment. And at large, you know, the RALOs can actually make their own submission. It's this, you know, and I think that this would be a good thing if you had a working group within the RALO to actually sort of like discuss the issues. And, you know, we'll be definitely doing the same within the ALAC and the, no doubt, through the CPWG. So I just wanted to sort of like mention that I think it's very important that we actually have our say in that bit. Thank you.
Okay. And the next item, the at-large workspace for the budget, I know that will be the subject of the Finance Committee. So if you got anything to add before the next meeting of our little working committee on finance to look at the operating plan and budget. If not, I'll just move right along. Okay. Proposed changes to the registrar stakeholder group. That was discussed previously, and it was decided we will not be making a comment on that. Now, this next item, we spent an awful lot of time on. I don't know if, Justine, if you want to come in on this, but it's a fairly... This issue has a lot of parts to it as to geo names that are... relating to cities, that are relating to capital cities, that are relating to other areas. We spent a lot of time, not that long ago, not that many hours ago. I would have to say Marita and Justine have come up with some good slides. They are easy to read. We got through some of the decisions, which will be reflected in the ALAC minutes, I think. But we haven't, what Justine called on all of us to do is please have a look and comment. In terms of, and Justine, do you want to go through the many, many questions? Actually, I don't think we have time. But geonames raise a lot of issues in terms of what geonames you're talking about, what kind of permission you should have if you need permission to use the geonames, and are we talking about capital cities, are we talking about other cities, are we talking about areas, and what rules should apply if somebody wants to use them. I think we could probably spend 2 hours discussing it now. I guess I can urge you to do a bit of reading and add to the comments that are already on the page. Because it's a very big item, and we spent a lot of time on it at the working group. Okay, we're not issuing a statement on that. And the rest of it, At the moment, those are all the policy statements. So back to you, Satish. Does Justine want to comment further?
Yep.
Hi, this is Justine speaking. Thanks, Holly, for the summary. To the extent of what she's already said, that's where we're at. Some of the key issues that we're grappling with, and in fact, some of the questions we have not had a direction as to how to move forward. So Marita and I are still sort of scratching our heads as to what to do with those. But to the extent of the key areas that we're looking at, things like keeping two-letter codes as CCTLDs, clearly demarking it from three-letter codes or three-letter strings, being GTLDs. Then, as Holly has mentioned, we looked at things like what constitutes as your name. We already have certain provisions in the AGB, 2012 AGB, that specifies what is a dual name, but those are not, it's not exhaustive. So there are things that are not, possibly could be dual names, but are not actually covered or properly described as dual names in the AGB, so we're looking at things like that. But the clear ones are things like country names, capital city names, where we do have a definitive list, so we can definitively say that these are geo names. Non-capital city names is a bit more difficult. We don't have an extensive list and possible list that could add to this. But then we have a secondary issue of city names being replicated. So, for example, Paris, it could be Paris, France, but this is a Paris, Texas. So there's issues of a name being shared by more than one city. How do we deal with those things, issues like that? Then there's a question of if a name is determined to be a geo name, how should we apply preventative protection measures, if at all, or do we just leave it to curative measures, meaning that anybody can apply, and then we put certain restrictions in the contract, the RO contract, to say that you can't do this or you can't do that, or do we put upfront preventative measures in terms of making the applicant contact and get a letter of support or non-objection from the government authorities? So things like that. And there's, the key question that we haven't come to a direction on is the question of what constitutes a geoname. So as Cheryl has pointed out in the chat, the public comment closes next week on the 22nd of January. So we're actually quite late in the day now, but if you still want to participate, then please do have a look at the policy page. You can find it here on the link on the slides, or if you have any questions, then please feel free to contact me if you want to discuss something or you want to learn about something. I'm always open to sharing thoughts. Thank you.
Thanks, Justine, and thanks, Holly, for the update. This is Satish for the record. Indeed, the CPW call yesterday was very interesting, almost exciting. some of these issues are so complex that it is really, even for newcomers, I understand the depth of these issues only when you listen to some of the experts, including Holly and Justine, of course, and several others. So yesterday's call is very nice, and I would like to reiterate that those of us who find it convenient on account of the time zone, please do attend the CPW call because it's a very important source for information for all of us. So thanks again for those for the update, and we now move on. In the meantime, if there is any question or the clarifications required on these policy documents, please contact us. If you do not know the individuals concerned, please contact staff. They'll put you in touch with the appropriate person. We now move on to agenda item number 5, which is the AP Railo update. We have a very pleasant update up front, and this is from Maureen, who's worked hard at compiling a handbook of last year. And I'd like to invite Maureen to tell us about the AP Railo yearbook of 2018.
Thank you, Satish. I think that when we started our newsletters last year, and Amrita very kindly offered to take on that role, and we had actually followed on from some of the other railers who had already had a newsletter in place. But I think it didn't take too long to see that. What we were actually producing was it was really informative. It covered not only what was happening in AP Railo, but what was happening in the ALAC, what was happening within our grassroots ALSs, and I was really excited about it. And I made a promise that if we actually had, we're able to finish, get a monthly newsletter every month for the year, that it would form the AP Railo yearbook for 2018. And I said, look, I promise I'll put it together. It will be, it will be really good. And I think that when when we see them each month, they're always interesting. But I think it's worked out at about 64 pages in the ebook. If you want to have a connect onto the link, what we've got is it's just the 12 the 12 monthly newsletters put together into an ebook. And because it's so big, it's probably going to take a little while to load up. But I think that it's a really great record. It shows the diversity of our region, but not only that, it shows how busy our region is in the outreach activities that are actually happening. And in all the reports that people give, they always make mention of a connection to ICANN. And that's really, really important because you may be an ISOC chapter, or a civil society group, but when the reports come in, there is that connection to ICANN, and that makes it very specifically connected to the work that we're doing that we do in at large. So I'm very pleased to be able to put this together, and I must admit I had to wait a couple of days for the December newsletter to have gone through the ICANN process before we could actually put it online. But I think that you can be very proud of what has been produced here and what we've done within our RALO during this past year. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen. I see that Justine has a question, but before that, this is Satish for the record. I'd like to thank everybody who's been involved with this effort of the newsletter, particularly Amrita. But of course, without the help from staff, this would have been perhaps impossible. So the help of staff also, we would like to place on record. Of course, Maureen, who's done this work of compiling this whole thing into one book, which is an exceptional labor of love, I feel. And I'd like to thank Maureen as well on behalf of the entire AP Railo community. And now we have something solid that we can even show off to the rest of the community and perhaps also raise the bar on documenting the activities at the grassroots, especially vis-a-vis the other railroads. So, Justine, over to you.
Yes, hi. Thanks, Ashish. Justine speaking here. I echo everything that Satish has just said. I think this is a brilliant effort on the part of people who have contributed to it, especially Amrita. I had a question, which is, would this be something that is useful to include in I Can Learn for at least the AP Ralo?
Good idea.
So that it's part of our, part of any new incoming person or even existing person's learning regarding ICANN, because it has links to all sorts of ICANN resources. Thanks.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Justin. That's a great idea. We have been calling this our Living History Documentation project, which actually Kylie had worked on it during the Abu Dhabi meeting. It is at the time it is called the history project, and we did have videos of some of our leaders like Cheryl and Maureen and Holly, I think, recorded during that time. So we are still struggling to find a repository for these documents, which are actually our history. So I Can Learn would be a good place, but this is something that we will raise in our railroad development session that's coming up. So it's a great idea to host it somewhere. Leon, do you want to talk to us about anything? If so, I didn't realize you had to leave early. Yeah, maybe he's left already. Oh, yeah, please go ahead, Leon.
Thank you very much, Satish. This is Leon Sanchez. And, well, I just want to follow up on the at-large review implementation plan. As I posted on the chat, it is contemplated to be in the consent agenda for this month's board meeting in L.A. And, I can also tell you that my appointment as chair of the VAMC will also be discussed and hopefully approved by the board in this month's meeting later in L.A. And, well, if that motion is approved, then I'll have good news for the at-large community, because I will be designated as a VAMC chair, which I already shared with you before. And, currently I am in Toronto, as I said, attending the EPDP session. From at-large, we have Alan Greenberg and Haria Al-Minawi as well. And I think that the session today was a good session. We will continue to have two more days of sessions in hopes of trying to advance in finding consensus on those areas that they'll need some ironing out after receiving the public comments for the initial report of the EPDP. So I will certainly keep you posted. And thanks for having me again, Satish. I am sorry to leave the call, but as I said, I have an early start tomorrow, and it's already almost 2:00 in the morning here in Toronto. So thank you very much, and I really apologize for not staying till the end.
Thank you very much, Leon, and we understand it's very late for you. So thanks again for joining us, and see you at another meeting in future. This is Satish for the record, and we now move on to the second item in the regular updates, which is the outreach and engagement activities at the forthcoming Kobe meeting. And for this, I request Ali to kind of update us on the current status.
Thanks, Satish. This is Ali and Michal for the record. First of all, I say there have been a lot of communications and email threads on the outreach and activity that there's a plan for it in Kobe. So I have summarized that, and I have put on the wiki page as well what are we trying to do there and what we want and where we need some volunteers and help there as well. So basically there are four items that is being planned, at least from within the APRALO, apart from the outreach and engagement working group or committee, whereby maybe there will be some, let's say, cross connections between one or two of these activities. So as per the follow-up with Jay Rong, the GSE for the region, and his follow-up with Jaban Isaac, there have been some discussions, and the best thing that came up out of that is that we'll be arranging a closed meeting with the ISOC Japan, with the APRALO leadership team, plus the GSE team there as well, to see how best we can coordinate and cooperate and explore which best approach and strategy that we can activate the Japan ALS and get some more out from the Japan itself. So this is now almost, I would say, as confirmed. And I know the staff are working on some logistic things for that. The other part is the networking events, or what we call it, the get-together networking event. I'm looking for some funding and sponsor, and I already contacted DotAsia as well for that, waiting to get some feedback, because as per my previous discussion with Edmond in Barcelona, he showed no objection, but now it's the time to see the possible of doing all of that there in Kobe. So this get together we will be planning. Maybe I can have a call with the leadership team again just to set up the program, what we want to do through that get together networking event, speeches, and what else that we can add to that. By the way, thanks, Bhavan, for... Please do and follow up with Edmund. And the third is the pre-event outreach activity with the students. I'm still waiting for Jaron. He's working on it. This is going to be, if it happens, but there is no confirmation right now. The last communication I received, and I was communicating with, and I think he had copied the wider group there. It was a week ago, or this week, a week ago, that he is waiting for sort of some confirmation. And once that is confirmed, we will set the plan for the pre-event with the students, and then the during the meeting event where we'll be having some mentorship lead from the leadership team or any of the at-large leaders community who want to volunteer to take students and let them join selected sessions during the ICANN meeting in Kobe. And the last one is about the booth. Here we need to like send an email for volunteers for the booth, and we need to have a very simple and straightforward program for the booth once we are having it there. I will just share the email with the staff in charge. I was expecting it because last time Jaron had shared it with the staff there, but need to be followed up. So I'll do that just to get where we can do. And I think we need to have some volunteers. We'll put a sheet there so people can volunteer to be part of the booth. And then what we want to do on the booth, will we set a program? Will we set some speakers who come to the booth for 10 minutes, maximum 15 minutes? This we need to finalize it as soon as possible. So maybe this is going to be an action item for the leadership team, yeah, to finalize this as well. That's in summary. If any question or a query, please let me know. Thank you. Back to you, Khatish.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much, Ali, for that update and for all the work that you've been doing on this matter. It is useful to have Pavan contacting and following up with Edmund. Gisela is also helping us with some of the funding aspects of the networking program. We hope that it will bear fruit. Before I go on to the next agenda, Yashim, can you confirm that Sridip is back online?
Hi, Satish, the physician. Yes, Sridip is currently on the phone bridge.
Great. Thanks, Yashim, Satish, for the record. We now move on to the next item, which is the AP Relo policy hot topics for 2019. We were informed by the ELAC that we should be finding out from our membership what are the priority policy areas for our community for 2019. And for this, we created a working group. You can see the working group members on the screen. And the working group, of course, some of them worked very hard. Nadira, Justine, and Cheryl did all the heavy lifting as far as the whole process was concerned, from the design of the survey and testing it out and following it up with the community and then tabulating the results and reviewing those results. So what I would now share with you is the draft results of the survey, which will shortly be on the screen. We may not have time to discuss this in full depth, but we quickly run through it. We see that we had about 30 responses, which according to me is actually quite low. This also is a signal to us that we perhaps should, because this survey is open not only to the ALSs, but also to the ALS members. So it is open to the entire community. So we should have had a slightly, you know, higher number of responses than this, but it is still nevertheless quite useful for us to see the kind of pattern of responses. Some countries have got several people to respond. Others have, not so much. But it's also important to note that these countries that you see on the graph, it is useful to know, but there are also so many other countries which are not there on the graph, which is what makes it, somewhat a matter of concern. So moving on to the findings as far as the actual policy topics are concerned are pretty much in line with our informal perceptions. I see Justin has raised a hand. Yeah, just a minute, I'll hand it over to you, Justin. So, for instance, high priority was for competition, consumer trust, consumer choice, geo names. So these were the highest. Then subsequent rounds. Now, the subsequent rounds, I think, is an issue that we will have to take up once again, especially given the fact that there are a couple of aspects that are specifically relevant for the region, things like application support and IDN new GTLDs. So we might have to revisit this topic later on, but because there are some specific regional angles to this. So we can go down and see. I'm not going to read out every item here. You can see some of the other, for instance, capacity building, what are the important things to be done. So policy development is actually quite important, that the members require support in policy development process, drafting and documenting, the schools of internet governance, etc. So this full document is available on the website, and rather than go through it point by point, I'd rather leave it open for questions and comments. And over to you, Justin.
Thanks, Satish. This is Justine speaking. I had two questions regarding this topic. One is, I may have missed it, but I didn't see report or an update going out to the AP Relo list or the APAC announcing the results of the survey. I may have missed it, but I don't remember seeing something. So Is that going to happen, or is it subject to AP Rallo leadership taking this back to ALAC? Because I'm not quite sure about the sequence. That's the first question. The second question is, how is the AP Rallo going to take the results forward in terms of taking up different aspects and implementation? Do we have any idea on that? Thank you.
Thanks very much, Justin, for the questions. On the first question, we, of course, would like to share it with the entire community, but we wanted to present it in our January monthly meeting first, and this was as designed, that we would present it in our monthly meeting and then, you know, kind of open it up. So we will be sending this out to the entire AP Rallo community on the list. So that is coming. The second, to your second question, we will be now handing this over to ELAC. We would also be discussing it in Kobe with the rest of the Rallo chairs at the Rallo development session. So we would like to compare with the other Rallos and see where we have come and how does our hot topic list compare with theirs. And overall, if you were to consolidate these into a single list, what would be the items on that list? And also, specifically, things like this new GTLD second round, what are the kind of, next round, sorry, what are the kind of, you know, perceptions on that little more deeper, you know, qualitative kind of thing. So these have been proposed earlier also. So the immediate next step is going to be handing over of these to the to ELAC and to the other fellow chairs. And at Kobe, a discussion around the hot topic from all the five relos and to consolidate what comes out of it. And of course, from that, we expect multiple, you know, kind of utility, multiple ways of using it. One is that it will go into our Atlas 3 planning, for instance, things like capacity building. You know, so the ELAC will have to kind of decide on what are the next steps as to the utilization of this whole process. But it's useful to us from the perspective of knowing what our community really wants. Right. So please go through this, the file that's available on the wiki. And in case of any questions, please come back. Once again, I'd like to thank the working group, which really did work excellently well, and in particular, Madhira, Justin, and Cheryl, who did most of the big work. So, noting that we're running out of time, I'd like to go to the last item on the agenda, which is Leona has taken the initiative of a new agenda item, which is the ALS of the month, wherein we would like to showcase in a very brief 5 to 7 minutes of every volunteering ALS from our region. So over to you, Leona.
Thank you, Satish. This is Leona speaking for the record. Yes, we have initiated this project, calling it ALS Space on our monthly calls. This is meant to give an interesting and important opportunity for the ALSs to make a presentation about the activities, what they do during the year, what they plan to do, and this is a good start from the beginning of the year. To see and to meet our ALSs. I think, and I encourage to everyone to have a look and to use this opportunity and let me know when they would like to make such presentation and we will schedule the next call. I'm very happy to announce that for this time, the first presentation, it will be given to the Nepal Reyes News ALS. They are very active and they update the wiki space as well. And this is a good start for us. And Sridip, he's on a phone bridge. Over to you. If you could start.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We've created this presentation with the activities that we are doing this December. This December, what we did was first we participated in the call for issues of the IGF 2019, where we collected and currently we are doing a survey about artificial intelligence. And I think from our ELS perspective,
I'm sorry for interrupting, but it seems we're losing your audio. Is it possible to keep your microphone very close to your mouth and speak as loud as possible, please? Thank you.
Okay. So we are participating in the IGF call for issue, and we have launched our survey for internet artificial intelligence. The basic survey, if anybody of you are interested, you can participate to share with the presentation, or we will forward you. We did forward it in the discussion as well, and a lot of the Asian Pacific leaders have participated. So I think it's a great opportunity for ALS to communicate, and even with our national event IGF that we had in Nepal, we participated and we talked about various outreach methods of participating in ALSs, and we shared our toolkit as well. So the ALS needs to step up because if we don't, then there is a big gap. And I think, with the community page that we have, we update those that should be a priority of all the ALS, because that's how we will learn, and it's a very important part, I guess. Thank you all. Yes.
Thank you very much, Sridip. And are there any questions for Sridip? Yeah. So I don't see any hands up, but I just have a... Sorry, somebody wants to speak? All right. So suggestion to Liana for the next month presentation of the ALSs. It may be good if you have a framework that every ALS can use to present themselves. Some of us know, for instance, Maureen has said that Sridhi works with the internet among the youth in Nepal. So such information would be good to bring out. And for this, we may need some kind of a blank template that each presenting ALS can fill in so that they don't miss anything out, because these are all information that we would like to hear from them. Sridip's case, of course, we know Sridip, so we know where and what work he's doing. But some of the others, we may not know so much, and that would be one way to learn about them. Just a suggestion.
Thank you, Tati. Diana speaking. Thank you for that proposal. I would take notes, and we'll continue and create that kind of framework, maybe with the leadership, and give the opportunity for the other ALSs to fill that in and have a complete information. And also, I would like to ask all the ALSs to update their wiki pages so that we have an updated information. So the staff has circulated that email to keep it updated, the contact information as well, but don't forget to do that for your ALS activities as well. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Liana, and thanks for all the nice comments on the chat. Are there, now we have 5 minutes for any other business. Are there any questions or comments that anyone would like to make, or any suggestions? I don't see any hands, but I have a request from Gunilla, who I see has joined the call, so I'd kind of open it up here right now. So Gunilla is going to be in Kobe as a fellow, and she has requested if we can, there can be some time set apart for a discussion on accessibility. So Gunilla, do you want to speak for a minute on the suggestion, or I'm not sure whether you can speak, but if you can, please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Oh,
great.
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank you very much, Satish. This is Gunilla Lasprin for the record. My apologies. Yes, great. My apologies coming in late. This is Gunilla Lasprin for the record. I'm traveling at the moment, so I wasn't sure if I was connecting or not. I'm pleased to say I am a fellow for the Corbe meeting, so I'll be seeing many of you there. And I was looking at the possibility of some presentation about accessibility for people with disability. As you know, it's something I have worked on for many years, and it's really a matter of how it might fit in at an APRALO meeting and what particular aspects could be covered. Might be about ICANN staff informing us about some activities to do with the ICANN website, or it could be about particular accessibility activities in the region. And some of us would have heard from Bhaskar Bhattacharjee in Bangladesh about a great initiative at the university there with accessibility for people with vision impairments in the computer lab. So I'll leave it to the meeting and Satish to fiddle this, and I'll be happy to continue the discussion. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Gunilla. We have noted your request, and we could certainly do an update from you during one of our monthly meetings, which should be now February. That's something that I'll get back to you shortly on. In Kobe itself, APRALO is not going to have a meeting in Kobe of the APRALO. But we will see either the during the monthly meeting in February or another occasion in Kobe, we will see how we can work this out. So we will get back to you on this matter. Thanks for your interest in presenting to the community. Are there any other... Cheryl's hands up, so Cheryl, please go ahead.
Thank you, Satish, very briefly. And I support your response to Gunilla's generous offer. I think it's a highly appropriate thing for a monthly meeting update, even if we even went further than that and did a little mini webinar or single purpose short call. I think that could be quite useful. It could even be something that some others in the APAC hub might be interested in, if the APAC hub is indeed interested in this topic. But I don't think there's anything more for me to say. You covered the concerns about trying to wedge such an important topic, I admit, but a topic into a face-to-face meeting that's highly pressured for agenda time. that the only other thing I would say is that the ALAC expects from time to time to get updates on various accessibility initiatives, and it might be a good idea if Maureen always passes any of those on back through to this meeting when they occur. That will also assist as well. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Cheryl, Satish, for the record. So, yeah, we can also point out to IPAC Space whether they would like to also consider this for an update. So with that, we come to the... Cheryl, you, the new hand?
No.
I do apologize.
Okay.
When I type on my keyboard, for some reason, it must be fragile, and the keyboard occasionally puts the hand up without my knowledge. Total error. I apologize.
Right. So, so thanks, Cheryl, for that intervention. Now, I don't see any other hand. I'd like to close this call. I'd like to thank everybody who's joined in, and I'd like to request Yashim to formally close the call.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining today's call. This meeting is now ended, and please don't forget to disconnect your lines, and have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye for
thank
all.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.